Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. M.R., Number 802, Results of the Work of the Holy Spirit. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Christ ascended on high to take his position as our advocate in the heavenly courts. Having reached his throne, he sent his Holy Spirit, as he had promised, in response to the prayers of his disciples. The Holy Spirit is to be prayed for, trusted in, believed in. After Christ's ascension, the disciples were gathered together of one accord in one place. As they made humble supplication to God, their differences were swept away. They became of one mind, and after 10 days of heart-searching and self-examination, each taking his own case in hand, for it had to be an individual work, the way was prepared for the Holy Spirit to enter the cleansed, consecrated soul temples. Every heart was filled with the Spirit, which came with a copiousness and power, as though it had been held in restraint for ages, ready to be poured out upon the people who asked for it, as if God desired to show his people that it was his prerogative to bless them with the choicest of heaven's blessings. What was the result? Thousands were converted in a day. The sword of the Spirit flashed right and left. It seemed newly edged with power, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow. The idolatry which had been mingled with the worship of the people was overthrown. New territory was added to the Church of God. Places which had been barren and desolate sounded forth the praise of God. The Church became a vitalizing power. Believers, themselves reconverted, born again, were a living power for God and for his kingdom. A new song was put into their mouth, even praise to our God. Every soul controlled by the Holy Spirit saw in their brethren and sisters the faces of angels. One interest prevailed, one subject of emulation swallowed up all others: to be like Christ, to do the works of Christ. The earnest zeal felt was expressed by kindly helpfulness, by kindly looks and brotherly love. All strove to see who could do the most for the enlargement of Christ's kingdom. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one mind. Every spiritual pulse beat in harmony. Christ's great object in sending his Spirit was to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, he said, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. John 16, verse 9 to 11. Standing as he was in the very shadow of the cross, he longed to say many things to his disciples, but he declared, "Ye cannot bear them now." Verse 12. The sufficiency of the Holy Spirit. The sufficiency of the apostle was not in himself, but in the presence and agency of the Holy Spirit, whose gracious influence filled his heart, bringing every thought into subjection to Christ. God works through the gifts. The infinite wisdom of God has employed human agencies to cooperate with him in his work for the salvation of man. He has a variety of agencies with different gifts, and all are to cooperate harmoniously, each filling his own special, God-given sphere of action. We are to work for the salvation of our fellow men, not by judging them, but by showing forth what the Lord has done for us in the transformation of character. Christ's words to the disciples reinforced after Pentecost. It was the Holy Spirit that brought from the lessons of Christ all things to their, the disciples' remembrance, repeating them with a vividness that was more powerful than when they heard these precious truths with their natural senses. The words of the great teacher were impressed upon the dormant energies of mind and soul. This new sense of the truths which Christ uttered was received into their minds and senses as a new revelation, and truth, pure, unadulterated truth, made a place for itself. When, after the resurrection and ascension of Christ, the words spoken to them from lips human and divine were fulfilled, the apostles related the scenes of his, Christ's, life experience, and the wonderful truths of his life became their experience and awoke their slumbering senses. The Word, bearing testimony by the disciples, the men of his appointment, awoke them as from a trance. And they proclaimed after the words were spoken, repeating the same words. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. John 1, verse 14. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 17th, 1980.